This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And I want to thank Jason and Nate for engineering the broadcast out of Minnesota. And for all you off-gridders out there or nature lovers, I think we all realize that today is the big day. This is when days start getting longer for the summer. So that's a pretty big deal. And I didn't think we were going to have a white Christmas because it poured all last night. And I'm looking at the window right now, and it looks like it's starting to snow a little bit. So we might get a white Christmas. So that's it's going to be a close call, let's put it that way, because the forecast for the next 3 days is more of a high-pressure system where there's going to be more clear skies. Obviously, without those things called clouds, we're not going to get snow or precip. And I'm getting a lot of requests for my election analogy regarding me using a marathon race. So I'm going to say it one more time, and then that'll be it probably for this. But it is appropriate, I have to say. So let's say, and then we're going to start talking about the theme, which really has been the theme for the last over a month and a half now. And the theme is really a question. Is America still the land of the free and the home of the brave? But to go back to this marathon analogy, doesn't matter who's running, you, me, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, or Sue. But let's call the runner, the race runner, let's call him Joe. Okay? So let's say this marathon runner was about to run this 26-mile race. And the starter gun went off, and he ran. But he kind of deviated off the trail a little bit, hoping no one would see him. And he was picked up by a car at about the two-mile mark. So what he was able to do is run all-out sprint, because he knew he didn't need enough gas in his engine to make it to 26 miles. So at the two-mile mark, he was picked up. And then again, he was let out of the car in a secret location at the 24-mile mark. And he crossed the finish line, and Joe's beating his chest, and he's bragging how he won. Even though he tried to win this race for the last two, three times, but now he won. Even though he's older, in less shape. Now, let's say there was video evidence showing that this runner, Joe, got into the car at the two-mile mark and got out of a car at the 24-mile mark. Let's say these witnesses were willing to sign affidavits where they would actually have accountability and go to prison if they lied. Let's say the video was confiscated by the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, who, as we all know, serve the highest bidder and not the rule of law. Let's say they tried to hack it. They changed it. They did a cyber attack. They tossed it out. They said it was Russian disinformation, the whole video. It was Russia, Russia, Russia. So, what happens next? The people, the witnesses, the people who saw the video, the people who care about the legitimacy and integrity of the sport of running a marathon, they went to the courts because they said this is BS. They went to the judges, they went to the lawyers, they went to the court system. They found out through their due diligence that all these people, judges, lawyers, and courts, were bribed, were blackmailed. And they decided they're going to do nothing. They are going to do nothing. Because they said that you really don't have evidence. Even though you have video, even though you have witnesses, even though you have witnesses signing affidavits under perjury of law, they say you have no evidence. And they refuse to look at the evidence while they're saying you have no evidence. So the people who, the masses of people, got larger. And they went to Congress. And they told this story. The first person they met was Al Green, congressman. His quote was, "There's nothing you can do about it now," which is code for too many people already took the money and sold you out. So what do you do next? So you go to the highest court in the land and you talk to the judges. You find out the judges are all from China. And they purposely changed the rules for the race just days and weeks before the race started. But when they changed the rules, they didn't go through the proper system. They went through corrupt judges, through corrupt courts, corrupt attorney generals, corrupt governors. They didn't go through, let's say, state legislatures. Let's just say that there was laws in the Constitution on the process on how they changed the laws. And they say, no. And then somebody was actually listening to these judges behind a wall, behind closed doors. And they had admitted, because there was yelling going on, they had admitted that these judges, their objective, one of their main objectives, is to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the race in order to delegitimize work, to delegitimize race, the race, to delegitimize competition. So all of a sudden, there's no rules, there's no laws, there's no qualifications needed. So when you don't have transparency, what else do you not have? You have no confidence in the system. So who is the beneficiary of all this? When you've done your due diligence as a law-abiding citizen and you wanted to see legitimacy and confidence and faith in hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, you wanted to see what was going on. But you're seeing that narratives are being sold to the highest bidder, that there's an excuse for hiding evidence, hiding crimes, for censoring. You've done your due diligence, and you see that threats, bribes, and blackmail of so-called official authorities and experts have taken over the system. Who are the beneficiaries of these behaviors? So you start talking about going to more government institutions, and you realize that the term public servant or big corporations have sold out to the highest bidder, including all the intelligence agencies, the rule of law, the judges, the lawyers, the courts, all sold out, bought and paid for, where they've changed definitions of the word facts, of the word legal, of the word evidence. And the only time evidence makes it up the chain of command is if there's a $100 bill taped to the back of it. So qualifications no longer matters. And then you do more work to find out what's going on with this race, with this marathon. And you find out that there's, at the very top, the people who are running the show are unelected. They haven't earned their big money, but they're in charge. You realize all of a sudden you have a holy crap moment. You say, uh-oh, we don't have any more representation. We've been demonized. And if we say anything, we're being called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theory, anti-ism phobe. So, these people at the top who are controlling everything, including marathon races now, unelected people, are promoting mediocrity, tyranny, participation trophies, quitter attitudes, tattletales, snitches, the offended, excuse behaviors, followers, zombies are all the new norm. Official authorities, government, you realize that they're so corrupt, they are now an official bona fide non-functional joke. Because you realize it all of a sudden hits you that the rule of law is bought and paid for. That hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, patriotism, intelligence, courage is not associated with anything but the United Nations / China / New U.S., which represents lack of freedom, lack of liberty, lack of justice for we the people who no longer have a say in anything. What does that make us? It makes us an officially lawless country. We've been infiltrated from within by traitors who are bought and paid for at the highest levels. So if the only way, if there's no confidence, there's no consumer confidence, there's no reward for loyalty, for the Constitution, for law, for courage, who's going to be getting ahead? The people who sell out, the offended, the snitches, the tattletales, the yes men, the ass kissers, the gossipers, the pot stirrers, the people who censor, the virtual signaling followers, the traitors, the people who sell out for corruption and manipulation, the practicing hypocrites and double standards, the people who scream racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, anti-ismophobe. So the narrative will sacrifice the truth, the rule of law, any competition, any election, any science, any math, any health. It will all be gone. See, when you disclose the truth, people, you're now a threat to the corrupt state. And that's proof that democracy is dead. And its tyrannical, totalitarian, communist regime is upon us. When trust in the system is totally gone, it's all over. We are a third world banana republic. Favors and graft is the way to survive. I'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We appreciate you being here. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And people ask me often, why are you sticking up for President Trump? Well, there's lots of reasons for that, and I've given lots, and I've also been critical on some issues, mostly because of the lack of synergy and unity that he has there, because so many people have been bought and paid for, even in his own administration. And what he should have done is canned everybody before he showed up and put in people who had qualifications, who had a high degree of intelligence, patriotism, and mostly guts. There's no courage at any level, especially in the government worker segment, if you will. And keep in mind, a lot of this is because of previous administrations. Remember in 2012... and I've mentioned this before, Obama passed a bill to allow propaganda against the American people, which Congress passed. So when Congress passes a bill like this, and you're hearing, well, it's all, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. It's Russia disinformation. It's this, it's that. It's not. It's traitors from within trying to convince you because they've sold out. They've sold you out. They've sold out your opportunity. They've sold out your currency. They've sold out your future. They have sold you out. So sticking up for Trump isn't the whole story. I'm sticking up for America. Because the powers that be behind the scenes, not just the Democrats, that's why I use the term rhinos and neocons too, people who are bought and paid for, blackmailed, and willing to be threatened, decide to sell you out for whatever reason, usually for money. But America, if they put in somebody who has a 100% probability of not winning the election, again, let's use the name Joe, America becomes illegitimate at that point. So when we succumb to a scripted, planned coup, living in a system that's very close to unsustainable already, we become a third world banana republic where favors and graft is the commerce of the day. So that means everything's on the chopping block, the middle class, definitions of rules, of laws, of words, everything's sold out to the highest bidder. Nothing is legitimate. Elections, voting, the FBI, the DOJ, all intelligence agencies, rule of law, forget about it. Judges, lawyers, courts, they've already sold out. Work is delegitimized. I cannot tell you how many times they have done this to we the people, and they've made you sell out to the highest bidder by using your ego so you are always sticking up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, instead of demanding that the bars of standards and expectations for a job goes higher, the same for everybody. We've done exactly the opposite. And that's why Candace Owens got so much fame overnight, because she admitted the Democrat game plan of making you angry, of dividing and conquering, of making, she said that she's not going to be a victim because she's a woman anymore. She's not going to be a victim because she's black anymore. This is how divide and conquer strategies work. It's all done to insult, degrade, and blame all these other people. So, when everything becomes illegitimate and everything's for sale at the highest bidder, math, science, healthcare, history being rewritten, rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, wealth, success, economics, currency, money, commerce, prosperity, it's all up for grabs. We have been FUBAR'd. The direction we're heading into is an authoritarian, tyrannical, totalitarian, communist insurrection. That is for the good of the people, right? I'll be right back after this break, everybody. Appreciate you being here.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Countries across the globe shut their borders to Britain on Monday due to fears about a highly infectious new coronavirus strain. Canada has become the latest country to halt flights from the UK following the discovery of the new variant. UK government officials imposed a Tier 4 lockdown in London and southeastern England and tightened restrictions for all of England. Two passengers aboard a Delta flight on Monday forced open the cabin door and exited the plane via an emergency slide at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The passengers, an unidentified man and woman, were on flight 462, which was bound for Atlanta when they exited the plane while it was taxiing. The report did not indicate if the couple were arrested. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano on the Big Island erupted Sunday night and shot a steam and ash cloud into the atmosphere that lasted about an hour. It was followed by a 4.4 magnitude earthquake at its epicenter located beneath the volcano. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Trump legal team files more petitions with the Supreme Court Sunday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills this in.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the suit is part of a strategy to have state legislatures expunge what he calls fraudulent election results. He tells Newsmax TV that three states could have filed false paperwork with the federal government by certifying their results.
So the way I look at it, we have to win one of these legislatures. And I think we have three good ones to pick from: Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And I think in either one of those cases, there's a good chance that we've demonstrated enough fraud, actually overwhelming fraud in a few cases, that the state legislature has a very, very strong basis to make a determination that the election in those three states was stolen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In order to prove voter fraud, the Trump legal team has requested inspection of Dominion voting machines in swing states. The request has been rejected by the governors, adding to the lack of transparency and belief of voter fraud carried by tens of millions of Americans. Big upset last night as Monday Night Football completed Week 15 in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelly, and I'm going to start doing some articles all published in the public domain. Sometimes it sounds, these articles sound so surreal, it's hard to believe that's the case, but it is. So here we go. Dominion voting system sends threatening letter to attorney Sidney Powell demanding retraction of defamatory accusations. Do you know how much evidence of this Dominion voting system / Smartmatic evidence there is? This is called mafiosa threats. That's exactly what this is. Next, Dominion voting system used SolarWinds, the software that was just hacked worldwide. Next, investors breached software firm SolarWinds, traded $280 million of stock before the hack was revealed. Do you really think this is by accident, people? No, it's not. I mean, hey, I just noticed something. The solar, this Dominion voting system CEO, he's a white male. Just like Bezos, Soros, Zuckerberg, Buffett, Gates, the Cuomos, Anderson Cooper, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Cook, Murdoch, Dorsey, Clintons, all these people. Maybe there should be a confiscation of net worth. What do you think, folks? I'm sorry. That was very politically incorrect for me. That's just for poor and middle-class white males. If you are part of the group, part of the club, it doesn't matter. Laws, witnesses, nothing matters, right? Pardon me. I misspoke. That's sarcasm, folks. Next. Data scientists break down voter fraud in Arizona. It's shocking. 790,000 laundered votes injected. You know, people, think about this hacking stuff going on. You know, the election fraud, the so-called reset the bad guys want. The Pentagon with the emergency shutdown. You know, the executive order of 2018 that the good guys wanted. You know, we're at a point where there's so much corruption within government and big corporations. Part of their game plan is literally confusion on not know who to believe and who to trust. And this is why we need a paper ballot election. We need other things to back that up. But when we hear the word hacking, cyber attack, digital Pearl Harbor, we are literally allowing our enemies to do whatever they want with us. This is why you always hear me talk about the most important things, which is freedom, liberty, time, and health. It's not money. It's not your family. It's not this. It's not that. Because freedom, liberty, time, and health, all those subsets that you can think of goes underneath those headings. You know, it's been proven that Barack Obama, it's not a conspiracy theory, that the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ was in on spying. It's proven. See, the left wants to call everything conspiracy theory or philosophy or strategy when it's a felony. But it's only a felony for us. See, we really have a two-party system here. We have patriots who get punished for their loyalty to the Constitution and our country. And we have traitors who get rewarded for going against the Constitution and the rule of law, who are rewarded for snitching, tattletaling, and selling out. So when I hear so many people talking about, oh, we'll get them in 2022, they don't stand a chance. People, this is our last chance. There's no legitimacy in elections, judges, lawyers, courts, the rule of law, commerce, when there's no confidence in the system that's non-functional and unsustainable. Anything that proceeds forward in time will be illegitimate. I'm reading articles, lots of them, that says the 2018 Congress was only won because of Dominion voting. Think about this. We're living in a banana republic, and too many people don't want to admit it. Now, regarding the, I'm going to go off into a tangent again, as I usually do. And when I monologue, I have the ability to do that because I have a little more time, but I will go into more evidence of election/voter fraud. You know, regarding the executive order of 2018, and even more so, I think that window might have passed. I think the Insurrection Act of 1807 is being looked at heavily. It's basically where the military works with the citizens under the Constitution, under the rule of law. So when I see, like I just mentioned this one article, about 790,000 laundered votes injected in Arizona. Governors that certify these fraudulent elections should be arrested under military tribunal courts and tried for treason. It's the same thing with all this stuff going on with the AGs, with the lieutenant governors, with the judges and the lawyers and the courts. These people, that's why they want to censor us. Because if information is censored, it almost always indicates a threat to the corrupt system. Those people who have addictions to power, money, and control, they're invested in hiding the truth because they've been bribed or blackmailed or threatened. See, truth doesn't require censorship, but it requires misinformation, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting. They all depend on censorship, including threats, bribes, surveillance, and blackmailing. Now, since I mentioned the Insurrection Act of 1887, which I'm reading that people, that voters, that citizens, I'm hearing as much as 97% support on this. And what, to break it down in its simplest form, it's when the president considers that an unlawful obstructions, combinations, or assemblages, that's an old-time word, or rebellions against the authority of the U.S., which we've talked about on this show, and alternative media has given thousands of examples of this. And when they make it impractical to enforce the laws of the United States in any state by the ordinary course of judicial proceedings, the president can use military and civilians as a combination to enforce laws or suppress rebellions. How many thousands of examples have we given about this? And this is not considered to be martial law because the Constitution will not be suspended. It's basically using troops to enforce existing laws. So military would collect evidence like ballots and servers and envelopes and Dominion voting machines and do forensic audits and count lawful ballots. I mean, don't you think it's a little suspicious that Joe Biden is not receiving defense briefings anymore? Do you think that people really know what's going on? Average Joe people like me know. There's a 100% probability that Joe Biden did not win this election, just by the evidence that we've given on this show. And I can say that 100-fold. I mean, Dominion, even in its user manuals, despite all the lies the CEO and representatives come out saying, oh, that's not true, that's not true, there's no evidence, it says it in their user manual that their voting system admits to changing algorithms and questions, that they can do votes in fractions, not to mention the thousands now of witnesses and statistician data that has come forward. Witnesses of internal corrections and connections to fixing problems. When they say, oh, we're never connected to the Internet, there's proof. There's tons of proof. Not giving up machines. I mean, even the governors now are not giving up machines. See, this is why the Insurrection Act is so important to folks. It really is important because if we have to go to a military tribunal court because all of our judges and our lawyers and courts have been bought and paid for and there's no restitution for the people, we might have to do this. I mean, we're almost 2 months after the election. I bet you these Dominion voting systems have already been swiped or they've been exchanged for new demo machines that haven't been used so they can't find anything. I mean, we have our courts refusing to hear evidence, governors being bribed and blackmailed and saying they're not giving up to Dominion machines, including even commissioners. State legislators appointing new electors, according to the Constitution, is absolutely necessary with 100% fraud like we have here. They don't need permission from any rogue governor or judge. They don't. See, this is the problem. When people aren't doing their job, we have to resort to the rule of law, to the Constitution, to the Insurrection Act of 1807, to a military tribunal court, because no one's doing their job. They just want to sit with their big fat paychecks and not do anything and not give accountability to the people. Okay, next. Supreme Court is purposefully delaying and slow-walking Sidney Powell emergency petition. See? This is a joke, folks. Purposely, I mean, when you have cowardice, Benedict Arnold, running the show, what else are you supposed to do? If you're under the rule of law and the Constitution, then we should be able to do this. I'm almost seeing no other options because so many people are bought and paid for, bribed, threatened. It's really disgusting. Next, General Flynn says clearly there was a foreign influence tied to these Dominion machines. Goes back to China, Russia, Iran, da-da-da-da-da. There's evidence, there's videos. I mean, how much evidence did we give on this show regarding foreign influence? I'm talked out, people. It's a scam. It's a sham. President Trump won in a landslide, by the biggest landslide in presidential history. Do you understand what that means? That's why they had to, they got sloppy, because they had to come up with all these votes. I'll be right back after the break. Appreciate you being here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm looking at the clock, and I need to double time it here a little bit because I have a lot of election/voter fraud evidence and consequences of the lack of action of decades of political correctness. Next, Wisconsin election commissioner reveals Trump lost the state due to fraud and irregularities. Pardon me, my glasses are... I think I need a new pair of glasses. How much evidence have we given people on this show, on alternative media, about the unreliable, unworthy corruption, about the irregularities, the abnormalities, the anomalies, the increased ballot impossibilities, especially math and statistical impossibilities, the illegal votes, the glitches, the dead people voting, the double voting, the multiple states voting, thousands of voters with the same name and addresses and ballot stuffing and poll watchers on the Republican side being kicked out of the building, unsealed ballots, my gosh, shredded trucks showing up, intimidating voters, dirty voter rolls, no signature matches, witnesses, affidavits of thumb drives and internet connections. Oh, my gosh. All in favor of Joe Biden. But yet, there's no evidence, people. This is why I went over the Insurrection Act of 1887. Granted, it was, I just hit a highlight or two, but that's basically the meat and potatoes of it. When you have a system that is so unfunctional, dysfunctional, bribed and blackmailed to the highest degree, we're running out of options. Next, Pentagon halts Biden transition defense briefings. Biden team caught off guard. Okay, we've talked about this. Next, Michigan Secretary of State official caught on video telling volunteers to count. Are you ready? Here comes the quotes. Multiple ballots with the very same signature. This is why I mentioned the Insurrection Act. This is why I mentioned military tribunal courts, not just for governors and AGs, Secretary of States. It's for all the people who have committed treason, sedition, fraud, espionage, racketeering against we the people. Next, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors refuses to comply with subpoenas to turn over Dominion machines for audit. That's called admission to guilt, people. Admission to guilt. This whole election is null and void. It's a fraud. It's a sham. Next, Georgia Supreme Court slow walks President Trump's lawsuit claiming election fraud. Case has yet to be assigned a judge. Come on, people. Next, Comrade de Blasio said, as I'd like to say very bluntly, our mission is to redistribute wealth. Well, folks, I was told that I couldn't get a job because I didn't have enough, I couldn't sue, I didn't have enough group self-pity points. I live in a log cabin with no running water, no flushing toilet. I live with a wood cook stove, and that's how we cook our meals. And I just feel that people should have opportunities, but if we're not getting opportunities, like, for example, my history, and it's truth, so I'm not making secondhand, third-hand rumors, gossip, and hearsay. You know, when I was 19, I tried to get a job with the New York City Fire Department, and that was the year that the women's group sued because they couldn't pass the physical test, so they sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations. Then I got a degree in forestry in, back east, and I tried to get a job with the National Forest Service. They told me at the interview they couldn't hire me as a white male, so they hired two girls, fresh out of high school, no education, no experience, no anything. Again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations because they didn't have experience in education, which I did. And then when I was with Big Pharma, I asked to be a part-time job share, and GlaxoSmithKline told me it was for women only, so they were hiring women literally off the streets to be job shares to other women who wanted that. I wasn't even asking for a promotion. I was asking for a demotion. So when you get displaced because you might have worked harder, you might have produced more results, better numbers, and been more qualified, but you don't get the opportunity because you're not in the right group. That's what America is like today. Next, Georgia poll workers who spoke to media or signed affidavits about November election integrity got fired. They got fired. Unbelievable. Other countries that had their intelligence agencies monitoring our election willing to share with the president. Let's hope that happens, that there's some good people out there. I'll be right back after the break, folks.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.